On this episode of Acoustic Tuesday, we're going to have a look at an unassuming guitar gadget. You'll get a peek as to what I'm currently listening to. I'm going to answer the question, are your guitar heroes leading you astray? And of course, Noah and I are going to continue our dartboard battle, which currently finds me in the lead, 12 to Noah's 1. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday. I'm Tony Policastro from tonysacousticchallenge.com, where we're all about expanding our quality of life through music and, of course, having as much fun as possible with our guitars. Happy Tuesday to you. And, of course, happy Tuesday to my two cohorts here, Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the first, and Levi Kawila, the man with the technical plan. He's over there hitting buttons and smiling and just making both Noah and I feel right at home, really.
I feel great.
I hope I am.
You're doing fantastic. Oftentimes at home, I have a stranger with headphones in the corner. So it works out pretty good. Noah, how are you on this fine Tuesday?
I am wonderful, Tony. Good. I love Acoustic Tuesday.
I do too. I'm pumped because I have a list of things that hopefully I can keep straight.
I'm ready. Here. What do you got for us?
Well, today, first up on the list is a guitar gadget. Well, I call it an unassuming guitar gadget because normally you don't think of a pick as a guitar gadget, but so often I get asked, Tony, what picks do you use? Now, I've tried a bunch of different picks. I'm talking picks that cost $45, the Red Bear picks, the Blue Chip picks, the Wiegand picks. I've also tried the cheap quarter picks. But the pick that I find, that I always find myself coming back to, is the Dunlop Altex Sharp 2mm. It is the most dependable pick, in my opinion, for me, for the way I like to play, because let me give you the rundown. The Altex material is very resistant to wear. It wears, but it wears very uniformly, and it takes a long time to wear. The reason I like the sharp ones is because the more you use them, it gets this really nice bevel that allows me to dig in and pull tone out of the guitar. And I know they're a little thick, but I just for the style that I like to play, this is the pick that I go to. So the Dunlop Altex Sharp 2.0 is my favorite. Now, the logo has worn off of this one, but the logo is really cool as well because it features a rhinoceros, which I think is a pretty powerful animal. I know that they have a big horn, and it makes me feel stronger when I play with the Dunlop Altex Sharp pick. And again, that's a 2mm pick. So that's first up on my list. Second on my list is I want to share with you guys what I've been listening to. And this one takes me back because I discovered Kelly Jo Phelps when I was in college. I was in downtown Chicago, and I would have to take the train to school every day, the Red Line, as a matter of fact. And I just plunk in my headphones and away I'd go. And Kelly Jo Phelps is somebody that I listen to often, and his album Tunesmith Retrofit is outstanding. It demonstrates his playing, his finger picking, his in the moment-ness, if that's a word. But he just has a way of crafting songs that paint a picture that is kind of a, I don't know, what is that? Pick your own adventure, choose your own adventure books?
Those were amazing.
I never really got into those, but
loved them.
Well, see, here's the deal. I listened to Kelly's music, and I feel like it's a choose your own adventure because the lyrics are open to interpretation. There's not a straight ahead story here. It's just, he just uses words and he almost uses them like colors as if he was painting a painting.
Those are the best kind of lyrics.
I agree.
You can pour your own experience into them.
Yeah.
Those are the best.
Well, this album is chock full of tunes just like that. And the standout tune for me is called Tight to the Jar. Yeah, Tight to the Jar. I want to make sure I was like, Tight to the Line or Tight to the Jar? Tight to the Jar is a fantastic tune. You're going to get a little glimpse here. And it's just it's a tune that takes me right back to riding the Red Line train. It was a good experience. But you'll hear the tune. Here it is. Be tight in holding the jar. Thank you.
cupcakes my chin strap, fills up my cuffs as I plod now from creek edge to street side. As it dries, I can whittle it little by little. Hey, look now, but I'm light as a bee. Man, those gray clouds mean nothing to one such as I. Those shadows stand tall as some schoolmaster.
Kelly currently is not playing or touring, but it's definitely an album that I think you should add to your collection, especially if you dug it. Now, next up on my list is a book. I have a book recommendation for you. This isn't necessarily Tony's book club, but this is a book that if you've ever had a question about where chords come from, how chords are constructed, and how you can simplify chords, the book that I'm about to share with you is perfect. It's, I'm going to try and pronounce this the best I can. Stéphane Gagnon? That's his last name. I have never really said that out loud. G-A-G-N-O-N is the last name. And the book's title is called The Art of Chords. And this particular book, what I took from it was you don't have to remember every single chord shape ever. In fact, this book pretty much terminates the need for those big wall posters of guitar chords. I gotta say it, they're a little cool, but with this book, you'll discover the power of movable chords. You'll discover the power of understanding what a chord is composed of and also how to manipulate that chord. So you really only have to remember one shape and then you can manipulate it to minor, major, augmented, whatever you want. This book shares with you how to exactly do that. And last but certainly not least, this book is very manageable. It's not a thick compendium of music theory. It's a small, effective dose of how to analyze chords so that you don't have to remember every chord shape under the sun. It's a book I discovered accidentally when I was ordering books for when I worked in Chicago at the Old Town School of Folk Music. And I bought it on a whim. The cover's kind of goofy. It's got the kind of fretboard coming out of the water with, marbles or steel balls on the fretboard. It's an odd-looking cover. But anyways, it caught my eye. And upon ordering the book for the store, it never even hit the store floor because as soon as I opened it, I thought, wow, this is an absolute goldmine of information. So it's a book that I highly recommend and one that I think if you ever found yourself curious about chords or asking yourself the question, you know, how on earth am I going to remember every chord shape I ever come across? This book is absolutely for you. I have no affiliation with this book, I should say. But it's one that has given me a ton of information, useful information, applicable information. And I think if you've asked yourself those questions, it is certainly for you. So please check that out. And with that being said, I have to say, I want to answer the question, are your guitar heroes leading you astray? But first, before I even get into that, I want to do a little bit of a small wins. Shall we, Noah?
Let's do it.
Now, before we dive into small wins.
I can't wait to hear what you're going to say.
I was going to define what a small win was.
1 second.
So, before we dive into small wins, I want to actually define what a small win is. Now, a small win is any victory, great or small, that you've had on your guitar playing journey. It could be that you change your strings for the first time. It could be that for the last week, you've dedicated 10 minutes of every day just to playing the guitar, even if it's the same chord. Or it could be a song that you've been trying to learn for months and months and months, and finally you played it start to end and it felt amazing. Whatever the case may be, great or small, well, these are small wins, but every win we experience is one to be celebrated, and it helps keep the positivity momentum rolling. And that's exactly why we're celebrating them here on Acoustic Tuesday. And one more thing, I know you're eager to read these, Noah, but before we dive into small wins, because we have some great ones to celebrate today, I want to encourage you to leave your small wins in the comment below. Remember, it could be any victory, great or small, as long as it pertains to guitar. You got yourself a small win. Noah, Let's hear some small wins.
I'm ready. I love doing this, Tony. Like, you took the words right out of my mouth. Total positivity. It's amazing. All right, so Michelle in here, she says, it's funny how at the beginning of each lesson, she gets overwhelmed, and she thinks that she's not even going to get it. But within 10 to 15 minutes, the whole thing becomes clear.
That's killer. That's a huge win.
This is actually tied to a second small win for her. She says, and I'm able to produce sounds when I'm working on hammer-ons.
That's great.
And that's a great small win.
Absolutely.
James B., he says, I love practicing hammer-ons and the triplets, getting exposed to all kinds of new stuff and being able to apply it is a small win for him.
Heck yeah, that's
super
great.
Excited about being able to
not use. Only learning it, but being able to apply it is awesome.
Andy A., he tried the metronome for the first time at 80 beats per minute. And at first he thought the lick he was working on was a wrong choice for his first go with the metronome. But after a couple of minutes, he was able to play the first measure on beat. And he compares that to a month ago when just the thought of using a metronome was just wishful thinking in his words. But he would definitely say he's making progress. Many thanks.
Awesome. That's outstanding. That is fantastic.
All right. And let me throw one last one here to you. This is a small win tied in with the tax mantra of 10 minutes a day.
Cool.
And what he says, again, this is John K., and he says that picking up the guitar every day is key. I started playing seriously only 4 years ago, and I found that when I have difficulty, that sticking with it, just picking my guitar up for 10 minutes a day even, and then putting it down, when I come back an hour later, I can see and hear progress even in that short of time.
That's
and
fantastic.
So there's a small win for John K. there.
Those are fantastic small wins. And kudos to those folks that shared those with us. And Noah, thank you for reading those.
You
keeping
are most
the positivity ball rolling, if you will.
All the time, 24/7.
Speaking of small wins and practicing, I have a little practice philosophy that I want to share with you today. And I want to address the question, are your guitar heroes leading you astray? And you might be thinking to yourself, well, no, because I look to my guitar heroes for inspiration. I want to sound just like my guitar heroes. I want to be just like them. And I, too, fall in that category. I want to finger pick like Tommy Emmanuel. I want to flat pick like Brian Sutton and a plethora of other flat pickers. But I ask you to take a step back and make sure that we place our guitar heroes in the inspiration category rather than the comparison category. And I say this because so often as guitar players, we're very vulnerable in playing music for others, in front of others. And what ends up happening is we get really guarded and we start to compare ourselves to other players, be it the guy down the block or a guitar hero. But I would ask you to just reframe that and say, that player inspires me. I want to play similar to how he plays fill-in X technique, hammer-ons, pull-offs, whatever the case may be. And I say this because we each have our own sonic fingerprint. We each approach music in a unique way, and that's the beautiful thing about music. If we played just like everybody else, we would all play the same thing and sound absolutely identical. But it's our own unique, different approaches that make music such a cool area, such a inspirational area, if you will. And so I ask you to please keep your guitar heroes as inspiration, as motivation, but don't compare yourself to them because it's really not fair. We all approach music in a different way. And that being the case, we all approach music in a valid way. It's not a right way or a wrong way type of thing. It's kind of a lifelong journey. So keep your guitar heroes on that motivation, on that inspirational kind of road, and treat them as such. Don't ever compare yourself to your guitar heroes or another player because we're all in this together and we all approach it in a different way. We all can learn from one another as well. So that's what I mean about guitar heroes. I feel like, Noah, who are some of your guitar heroes?
Man, you're saying that and I'm already thinking in my head, yeah, I want to play a rad bass riff while singing and playing keyboards with my feet and moving the microphone with my nose, just like Geddy Lee.
Yeah, yeah. You want to? It's hard because it's like these are the people that shape our musical identity, I guess, in a way.
Oh well, they influence us.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are attracted to them, and they influence us in what we become ourselves.
Absolutely, and I find myself falling into that trap. Like, I wish I could play just like or sound just like, you know, fill in the blank. I have a list of guitar heroes that goes on and on and on, but it's really important to treat that as an artist that motivates and inspires rather than a point of comparison. Because, I mean, truthfully, I wish I was just as smart as Einstein, really. Now, one last thing before, well, actually, there's a couple last things. Noah and I still have to do a dart battle.
I'm waiting. I'm anxious.
I know. I am too. But I have one more thing. This is a quick thing. If you've ever had issues with pull-offs, if you feel like your pull-offs are not clean, if you feel like your pull-offs are, if you feel like you pull off of a note and you run into another string, last week we just released a lesson dedicated to pull-offs. How to do them properly, how to do them so that you don't run into other strings, and how to do them so that they sound good and that you're not fearful of that little pull-off icon in any tablature that you might run across. So be sure to check that out. And just a quick note, anything that I've mentioned here today, from the pick to the songs to this very lesson that I'm talking about now, there will be links to in the description. So keep that in mind. If you want to do a deeper dive on any of this stuff, please, please check out the description and click on the appropriate link. Now, with that said, Noah, can you do me a favor and reiterate the dartboard challenge, rather the dartboard battle, and tell the fine folks of Acoustic Tuesday what exactly is at stake here?
Sure. Well, I'll remind you.
Yeah, because that's why I'm putting the ball in your court.
Cause... Right. So here's how it works. We have a little bet going, and so we're gonna have our 4 week long dart challenge. Whoever accumulates the highest points of those 4 weeks, the winner is presented a bottle to drink.
This wasn't in the notes. I know.
So, if I win the dart challenge, you have to go out and buy me a bottle of scotch.
Correct.
That we will share together.
Okay, okay.
And that you will try to appreciate.
Okay.
Right? Because you're a bourbon man. I'm more of a scotch lad, as you said it. And you are a bourbon man.
Yes.
So if you win, I have to go out and buy a bottle of bourbon to present you with that we will enjoy together, and I will expand my mind and try to appreciate bourbon in the way that you do.
Fair enough. Well, I mean, I think we should dive into dart throwing. Prior to this, I want to update everybody. I'm currently in the lead at 12 points.
That's true.
And Noah, do you want to share with everybody what you have?
Let's just say I'm 11 behind.
I like what you did there. That's good.
Yeah.
Levi Kawila, the man with the technical plan, will you do us a favor and just go ahead and flip a coin to let us know who's going first? I'll choose heads.
Okay. So Tony chooses heads. Looks like we've got tails today.
Every single time.
Yeah.
Noah, who's going to go first?
You know what? I think I'll go first today.
I like it. Go
for
it.
I'll go first.
All right, here we go. Okay, guys. Hold on. And we're ready.
Ooh. What is that?
It's a one. Just throw this dart here. Ooh, I'll take a five.
Okay. All right. So it remains close.
It remains pretty close. The current total is Noah at 2 and myself at 17. So thank you, Noah. Thank you for continuing the dartboard challenge. We have two more rounds to go. Again, the score is currently 17-1. I'm currently in the lead. I'm excited about that. And one last thing before we go.
What was that? Whoa.
What?
17-1?
Oh, sorry. 17-2.
Thanks, Tony.
I got to give credit where credit is due. So one last thing before we go for the day. Please, I want you to leave comments below. Most importantly, I want those comments to contain small wins. And what I'd love for you to do is celebrate your small wins with us right here below this video. In the comments below, do a hashtag small wins and then go ahead and plunk your small win in. And what we'll do, what Noah will do next week during Acoustic Tuesday is read those small wins live during the show so we can celebrate together and, of course, keep that positivity ball rolling. Now, with that being said, I wish you the happiest Tuesday I possibly can. Noah, do you have any words of wisdom for the forthcoming Tuesday for these folks?
Love life.
Love life.
I'm looking forward to the next Acoustic Tuesday already.
Me too.
I can't wait to see what happens in our dart challenge.
Me too. Well, have a great rest of your Tuesday. Happy Acoustic Tuesday. And make sure to tune in next week. Of course, you can catch any Acoustic Tuesday on Facebook or YouTube on Tuesdays, of course, at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Until next week, have a great day and week, and we'll see you soon. Cheers.
It's a ditch, okay. I have shoes and a blanket in my head, resting light on a stone. Though it's hard, it's still rounded with a pocket for brains or what goes for in halls under a rooftop. We'll sing another blistering ballad for grandma, the melody sweet. Till it rolls out the ears and the beer flows free as air by hand.